truly an inspirational story. I was surprised, and I saw spirit. So here's the storyline. Dolores Van Cartier is trying to make it as a singer in a nightclub run by her gangster boyfriend. But after she walks in while he's taking out an informant, she goes on the run. She goes to the police, and the police hide her away in a very unsuspecting place in a convent. She trades in her glitzy attire for a full nun's habit, and then she uses her disco moves and her singing ability to inspire the choir and to breathe new life into the congregation and into the community. But in doing this, she blows her cover, and soon her boyfriend and his gang come after her, only to find themselves up against the strength of the new transformed Dolores. Dolores has stepped into her authentic power, the truth of who she really is. She shines her light, and she shares her gifts, and she finds true happiness and love. Now, I don't think that Dolores was consciously looking to be transformed, but on some level, she was absolutely ready. She stepped up to the challenge when it was presented to her, and when she did, she shifted. A light went on, and she opened her heart, and she embraced the experience. This is the creative process in action. No matter how crazy things seem, no matter how upsetting, the universe is always conspiring for our good. Ernest Holmes writes, "All that in the universe is with us. Nothing is against us. Each one of us has access immediately to that absolute, unconditioned presence which molds and makes things out of itself. The good which we desire passes out of it as though it came from the very hand of God, which it did." Dolores was literally held in the hand of spirit. She allowed herself to be guided. Her life was unfolding towards the highest and best. Her true self was being revealed. Dolores was exactly where she was supposed to be, experiencing divine right timing and divine right action. When the winds of change start blowing and when craziness and surprises come knocking at our doors, we all have a choice of whether we want to embrace the experience or whether we want to go into total lockdown. Dolores chose to embrace the experience. She chose to say yes to what was right in front of her. Dolores was in that flow. She was in that place of peace and trust and acceptance. And we all know that feeling when we're in that place of trust and acceptance, that feeling of being in the flow. Philippians 4:7 in the Bible tells us, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." Dolores was guarded. She was guided. She was surrounded by support and love. The nuns at the convent fell in love with Dolores the moment they met her. And she fell in love with them. She had found her tribe. She found her people. She found her support. They knew the truth of her before she even knew it herself. They knew who she was. They knew she was pure love, pure light, pure delight. They knew she had so many beautiful gifts to share with the world. And the more that Dolores embraced this, and the more that Dolores loved, the more love came back to her. That's the way it works. Dolores was experiencing that love of God, that pure divine love. Ernest Holmes writes, "If we make ourselves receptive to the idea of love, we become lovable. To the degree that we embody love, we are love. That is why people who love are loved." Dolores' story could be anyone's story, really. I mean, not that many of us have been nightclub singers chased by a mob or hiding out in a convent. But all of us have had challenges, and all of us at some time in our life have experienced the dark night of the soul. And everyone experiences that time in their life where they take a hero's journey back to wholeness. I know this because it's happened to me. I've had many surprises in my life. It's a huge surprise I'm standing up here in front of you. Mm-hmm. If someone would have told me a while back that I would be doing this, I would not have believed them. I pretty much my whole life have had a huge fear of public speaking, and I would do anything to avoid it. Believe me, anything and everything. And then a few years ago, I did have to speak in front of a group, and it wasn't anything big, it was small, but still, I became completely paralyzed, petrified, nothing came out of my mouth. And I think I had just reached a point where I was just sick and tired of getting the same results, and it really was my call to action. So I decided to join Toastmasters. And after my second disastrous speech, I decided to quit. So I just didn't go back. And what I didn't realize, though, is that my Toastmasters group, they were my people. They were my support. They were my tribe. And they called me. They emailed me. They loved me through it. They encouraged me, supported me. And believe it or not, I went back, and I went on to win the humorous speech contest for my group. It happened to Dolores. It happened to me. It happens to everyone. How many times in your life have you had similar experiences? Life's challenges are here to strengthen us and to build us up. The universe is always calling us to be bigger, to be bolder, to be more, to be who we truly are. It takes those difficult times to build our faith and to allow us to experience God's grace. I invite you to look around and see inspiration everywhere, even in your own lives. Whatever surprises you find yourself dealing with this week, I invite you to open your heart and to embrace them as being your teacher and your guide, pointing you in the direction of your greatest good and your highest potential. Remember that life is always for you and love always surrounds you. Allow your surprise to be your inspiration and your invitation to be the very best you can be. Thank you.